Global markets are beginning the new trading day with investors balancing resilient U.S. economic data, still hawkish Federal Reserve, geopolitical uncertainty, and the start of a busy new month of economic releases. U.S. equity futures are modestly firmer after Wall Street capped a remarkably strong second quarter with fresh record highs across the major indices, led once again by AI and semiconductor stocks, while Treasury yields remain elevated as markets continue to reassess the likelihood of further Fed tightening. In FX, the U.S. dollar remains broadly well supported by higher U.S. yields and expectations that strong labor market data could keep the Fed on a tightening path. Tuesday's stronger than expected JOLTS job openings report reinforced confidence in the underlying resilience of the U.S. economy ahead of Thursday's non-farm payrolls report, with markets also paying close attention to wage growth as a potential driver of another Fed rate hike later this summer. The yen remains the standout underperformer after dollar yen climbed to fresh four-decade highs, although growing speculation over possible Japanese intervention is tempering the pace of gains. Elsewhere, the commodity currencies are finding some support from improving global growth sentiment, while sterling softened after Bank of England Governor Andrew Bailey reiterated there is no urgency to respond to higher energy-driven inflation, signaling the bank is prepared to assess how much of the recent price shock feeds through before considering additional tightening. The euro remains relatively steady after softer German inflation supported the view that the ECB can afford to proceed cautiously following last month's rate increase, although reports that policymakers are discussing higher minimum reserve requirements for banks offered a modestly hawkish undertone. In commodities, oil remains in focus after private inventory data pointed to a larger than expected draw in U.S. crude stocks, although prices continued to trade well below the highs seen during the Middle East tensions as geopolitical risk premiums gradually fade. Looking ahead, attention now turns to a busy Asia session featuring China's private manufacturing PMI and the Bank of Japan's quarterly Tanken survey, both of which will provide fresh insight into regional growth momentum. Later in the day, markets will also hear from Fed Chair Warsh, although the week's main event risk remains Thursday's U.S. an on-farm payrolls report, which is expected to play a key role in shaping expectations for the Fed's next policy move. Meanwhile, investors continue to monitor developments in the Middle East and reports that Washington could ease restriction on exports of Anthropic's advanced AI models, reinforcing the AI sector position as one of the market's dominant themes. That's all for now.